Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
This week's inspirational thought is don't decrease the goal, increase the effort. Be thankful for the hard times, for they have made you, by Tom Coleman.
It's important to remember success is not given. It is deserved and earned. It takes courage and grit to push through the failures and falls that come as we work towards our goals, but the lessons we learn along the way are priceless and only make us stronger. So keep pushing forward and be the best you possible.
Sometimes we get discouraged or feel unmotivated because our goals seem out of reach. Some goals take time and lots of effort. We need to push ourselves and show grit and perseverance. Grit is the willingness to conquer challenges and not avoid them. As long as we continue to do the best that we can, success will come.
So many times when we are in the thick of it, we begin to doubt ourselves. We doubt that we can keep going. We doubt that we'll make our goal. And this doubt will often lead us to change to what we set out to accomplish. And then we settle for what's good enough. Or we grow weary and we stop putting in the effort. Don't settle for good enough. Keep pushing through. You are capable of so much, and you may surprise yourself if you keep pushing forward towards the goal.
Our learning targets this week are, for phonics, we will be starting Unit 4 this next upcoming week. Our focus will be on long O words. For writing, we will be producing informational text about one topic.
In reading, we'll be using text features to help us understand informational text.
In math this week, we will take our Module 5 test and move on to Module 6. In Module 6, we will begin laying the foundation for multiplication and division by learning about equal groups.
In science, we're going to be finishing up our observation about animals. And in social studies, we're going to locate the United States on a map.
Some reminders for this week are, our school front office remains closed to visitors. If you do need to stop by the school for any reason, please call to make an appointment.
And remember, no school Monday, January 18th, in observance of Martin Luther King Day.
ASA is currently holding open enrollment for the 2021-2022 school year. If you know anybody interested in our program, please have them visit our website at asathrive.org for more information. Each week, we give a keyword in our podcast to encourage people to listen. Please make sure to write it down and give it to your child. Your child will have a chance to win a prize in his or her class.
The keyword for this week is university. This week's teacher tip is a reminder to support each other in staying strong and working hard as we continue with distance learning. Although this is far from the ideal learning environment and many challenges continue to come our way, we must persevere. We are encouraged by our students' progress and continue to be impressed by their resilience. Some quick tips for keeping motivation levels up right now may be to offer incentives that work for your family, like a special dessert or a chance to pick a movie for movie night. Let's also remember to be encouraging and remind your student that you believe in them and that they can do hard things. If they are struggling, you can always tell them, I know it's hard, but I also know you have the skills to complete this math lesson. All of us can benefit from little confidence boosts during this time. Last, give your student and yourself some grace as we navigate this new normal. If it's been an extra tough day, perhaps extra breaks can be given to avoid additional frustration. We must remember how important our mental health is for learning too. Let's simply continue to support one another, especially all of our second grade wolves, in working hard and persevering for the remainder of this school year. Thank you to all our wonderful second grade families for your continued partnership and support. Some important dates for this week are,
on Wednesday, there will be a PAC meeting at 6:30. The PAC is a great way to get involved at ASA.
The week of January 25th through January 29th will be our second trimester student-led celebrations. The format will be similar to the triads in the beginning of the year, but with a focus on what your child has accomplished this year. A sign-up genius will be sent out next Tuesday for you to choose a day and time to meet with us. That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!